And back to Valley Talk we go. We are joined by a gentleman from Albany Helping Hands now for this section of the program. We'll be hearing from Jim Wilhite, the development and media consultant, John Donovan, development director at Albany Helping Hands, as well as Pastor John Leon, executive director of Albany Helping Hands. Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, joining us, Pastor John. Pastor John, of course, has some great information this morning. We're here to talk about that, the Bailey House Project. Also give folks an update on what happened in 2017, a quick look back. And some info on the upcoming Bridge of Hope Dinner Auction. April's right around the corner. That means no more snow and plants and yard and garden stuff. We'll be doing that at the dinner auction. But, Pastor John, the Bailey House, a very familiar name. Bailey, go ahead and let's talk about it.
Well, For me, some people know that I volunteered with him 12 years ago. And one of the things about Pastor Bailey is he loved to take me to the home that he converted into a church. And that's the residence now that has been transformed or reverted back to a residential home. And when he would take when he took me on tour, and he did this with everybody, that was where the vision actually originally started in terms of housing the homeless. And he'd show me where he put people up, even in the attic, and you'd go up this big ladder, and he'd cram as many guys as he could into that house. And of course, he would stay with them there and at nights during the week, because, you know, obviously they had required some supervision. But that's where it all started. So he gave the house to us. We paid some money, but it was far below market value. And that was over a year ago. And of course, we had to work with the city and all that. But we paid over $160,000 in renovations to transform it into 6 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, a full kitchen, and it does not look like the same building when you get into it, but it's really first class. And you guys will be sharing about all the vendors that contributed to that $160,000. It's a marvelous place. We're going to schedule an open house here in the next several weeks. We just wanted to make sure we got everything ready and final approval for residency, that kind of thing. But I know, unfortunately, he passed away in November, so he didn't see it to in its completion. But that's what I think about when I've been in the house and tour the house, is what his response or reaction would be. And I'm sure it would just be a big smile, welling up with tears, because this was really the heart of the man. Pastor Bailey, and that is to provide accommodations to the whole family, not just to women and men that we do at our main shelter, but also children. So it's a home that is designed according to his wishes for single mothers with children.
Albany Helping Hands houses about 110 people a night right now. People may not be aware that there are not children at that location. Explain why that's the case.
We have folks that are what we call hard to rent. So we have felons that are here, and it is just, you know, jurisdictionally, it's not permissible by state law. So children cannot really, it's not a place for children. So, you know, this is really what he eventually envisioned, was being able to minister to the whole family, serve the whole family, and that includes children. So it's a dire need out there. I know this will become, I believe, a model for other cities. We're getting a lot of input. I've already received some calls from Salem through an agency, partnership agency there, that is interested in knowing about the house and how it's going to operate. And, you know, so it's a new venture for us too. You know, it's going to be a challenge anytime you're dealing with single mothers and with children, you know, 6 bedrooms, and the rooms are real good size and all that kind of thing. It comes with a new, different kind of set of problems, but we're excited about the opportunity and how this will serve our community.
The house is called formerly the Bailey House. What a dream becoming a reality that is. And again, you're going to announce a date in a couple of weeks. You're going to have a kind of community open house at that point in time?
Yeah, we plan, Jim, I know the Albany local newspaper, Democrat Herald, is interested in doing a story on the house, and we want to schedule the best time. Right now, the weather hasn't been the best, and a few other details need to be taken care of. But we'll do that, you know, publicity story, and then hopefully that will generate interest. Let the community know that it exists. Some people do know out there that it is here, but a lot of the community does not know. So hopefully within the next month, we'll do that open house.
The process, of course, it's a little technical there. You got to staff it with some staff. Do you have a particular projection right now for the opening to have the first tenants in?
That's a good question. The challenge right now, the first step is the house, what we call the house mother. I'm not sure if that's going to be the actual name. But that the qualifications for that position, it's going to be somebody that will live there. We will compensate them, of course. But getting the right person into that position is really what's pivotal. And we know that. And so we're right now in the interview process. And we're appealing to churches primarily. We're starting in that area. We just want somebody that has the maturity level to be able to handle, you know, what, five mothers with various children. They might have two children. Some of the bedrooms are large enough to accommodate that. You know, it's going to have its own pressures and challenges. And so the responsibility is unique, and we just want the right person. So that's, I think we would like to have that position filled before we do the open house, and so that's some of the reasoning with the timeline
sure,
there.
Sure, that's understandable. Of course, just to mention that is open, you're accepting applications right now. Is that still the case?
Yes. Yeah.
You can do that by contacting Albany Helping Hands. We'll have an address, and I want to mention Albany Helping Hands is a nonprofit 501c3 and equal opportunity provider and employer. And
right.
So just keep that in mind out there as well, folks. And they can give you a call directly, an applicant. Is that how you're handling that, or do you have someone doing the screening on that?
We've got several ladies. Some of them are board members that are working on that project. And,
okay.
And they're sort of vetting the first applicants before they come down to our level here in the executive office. But we will also conduct an interview too, but.
If you go to albanyhelpinghands.com, you can find the address and the physical address, telephone number, and so forth there for Pastor John. Well, the Bailey Home, what a neat thing. Are there other things? Of course, the shelter has been very busy this winter. We've had a pretty nice winter weather-wise, I guess. We haven't had any temperatures at 5 degrees anyway. It's been kind of wet out there, but snow has been kind of in the forecast. How are things this winter at the shelter?
Well, we're running at maximum occupancy. It's just amazing how this works. It's just, we've been doing it in the summertime though too. It's just, we've reached a place where we're just running at optimum levels here. And of course we've bought other properties here lately for housing, and they're all full. So I know the board is discussing, I think they're planning a retreat here in the next week or so to strategize what's the next step forward.
The need continues to be there, and with
yep.
the cost of housing. Well, Pastor John, we want to thank the many vendors. Let's talk a little bit about Joe Dahl Construction. Joe Dahl was an integral part of getting the remodeling done there, and I can't emphasize having seen the building. Not that it was in bad repair; it was in really good shape. But the difference, and of course, inside. I haven't seen the inside. I understand it's just other than peeking through some windows, it's just quite a change. You guys had a chance to view that. Joe Dahl, let's talk about Joe and how he got involved.
Well, of course, some of the board members know Joel and his enterprise and how he's developed and that kind of thing. But we considered several contractors, and Joel is the one that was selected. And he went far beyond the call of duty. He did quality work. He donated, I think, over $15,000 of labor and supplies himself. But what Joel did unexpectedly was recruit some of these various businesses and vendors that contributed, which I'm sure you're going to list here, to the project. And that's where, the renovation cost is over $160,000. we didn't pay that much. We paid probably half of that as far as Albany Helping Hands was concerned. And a lot of it's due to Joel Dahl. He just, he has a way of persuading and selling the various vendors, from those who donated concrete work or drywall or, you know, fencing. He provided new fencing for the neighbors adjacent to the property. They were delighted. Par Lumber, a few of the others you probably mentioned too, but he's the one that generated all that. So, you know, saved us, what, $70,000-$80,000 in costs that would have been needed because of requirements with the city.
That's Joel Dahl, Dahled Up Construction, the name of his company, and we want to give thanks to him. And again, there were about $78,000, from what I understand, in donated services, labor. And let's, John Donovan and I are going to go down the list here this morning. Albany Carpet One, one of the generous donors, Alpha Associate Services, AQB Premier Construction, Art Plus Signs, Bontrager Construction, Brothers Concrete Cutting, Clean Cut Custom Concrete, Columbia Concrete Song. By the way, when I was by the, they were doing that. They were doing this, the concrete laying out and all of that stuff. They're just getting the sidewalks and stuff just looking great. Dahled Up Construction, of course, Dahled Up Painting, Dahled Up Roofing, Handy Dandy. And John, if you want to continue here.
Home Insulation Contractors, MJ Stanley Wood Crafting, Moore Irrigation, North Willamette Valley Gutter, Par Lumber, Robert L. Tomeo Janitorial, Rada Paint Company, Tim Riley Drywall, Toby Meekins Drafting and Design, University Fencing and Home, Wise Plumbing, and Holistic Housing.
So again, thanks to all of those vendors, part of the Bailey House project. Of course, Bailey House is going to cost ongoing funds to operate. Housing 100 people plus a night, the budget, $60,000 a month, roughly, pastors, if I recall the top of my head, is that correct?
Yeah, at least.
At least, and that's going to be...
I just wrote a check for $3,300 for gas, and a lot of that is due to the woodlot. Our guys use a couple trucks, and of course we have a tractor out there, but that sort of gave me heart palpitations a little bit, because we've never paid a gas bill like that ever. It's just one of our trucks is broken down, and so we're having to use, rather than the diesel, a fuel truck, and it's just sucking in a lot of fuel. And $3,300 for 1 month, that's quite a gas bill.
And that sure is. Now, folks, of course, may not be aware that the Albany Helping Hands organization has several businesses. One of those is the woodlot. Part of the woodlot operation is not only selling firewood to individuals, but having that firewood chopped up into bundles and selling it to Coastal Farm and the Linn County Parks Department. Mm-hmm. And so Helping Hands is in the business of retraining people and getting folks some work experience there, and also providing a service and a product for Coastal Farm, one of the supporters of Helping Hands. And again, that's along with the thrift store, the U-Haul out there at the Woodlot location, the thrift store, of course, downtown, and some other operations. We do seasonal operations with the Christmas trees. I guess that's a good time, Pastor, to talk about Christmas tree operations this year, and maybe we can pass it to John Donovan a little bit. John, Christmas trees, it was kind of a tough Christmas tree market. The market conditions were such, but we went along pretty good.
Yes, actually, we were blessed to get connected with a couple of new providers and maintain contact with one of our, well, the original Christmas tree farm, who has helped us from the very beginning, Silver Mountain Farms. And so we're realizing that it's getting to be a much better world for the Christmas tree farmers, but it's going to take us more time and work to enable them to help us, as they have all these years. So we'll continue to depend on those. They're just the most generous people I think I've ever dealt with. So it is a very big deal for us, and we have had also great support from the community. A number of people have bought their trees from us for years now, and that kind of community support really shows about the community of Albany that they truly have the heart for helping people.
They sure do, which brings me to the dinner auction coming up in the spring. Pastor, this is the 9th annual Bridge of Hope dinner auction coming up April 23rd. That's a Tuesday, not too far away. It's a big fundraiser, and it's a lot of fun for folks, isn't it? And you had a chance to address the audience last year. We're looking forward to the event. Some thoughts on the Bridge of Hope Dinner Auction.
Yeah, it's our major fundraiser every year. It's our ninth annual Bridge of Hope Dinner Auction, as you've mentioned. But it's more than that, as important it is to raise funds, and it really is, and that's the primary purpose. Something that just adds to it is the opportunity to educate folks regarding the situation of homelessness. Sometimes I think there's a lot of stereotyping that goes out there, and so it's a great opportunity. I know from my perspective, I get to share things that have happened over the past year that make a difference in people's lives and let the people know how that's happening. But it's a great way to educate people about the problem, and it seems to be growing as far as an issue, not only in Albany, but also in the state. I just saw where in Salem they have 1,100 youth. This is an article in the Salem paper last week. 1,100 youth from the ages of 11 to 18 that are homeless. Wow. Most of them are elementary, and that's just Salem. I mean, that's a city. So the issue of homelessness, it seems to be increasing because the lack of affordable housing and other factors that goes with it. So it's a great opportunity. We have a great time, and the attendance has always increased at least every year that since I've been here. I think last year we had over 350 people.
Yeah.
And it's growing. It's growing in terms of what we fundraise and that kind of thing. So it's just it's a great time.
It sure is. And, you know, you can get involved. Your business can get involved. One way to get involved, for example, the radio station gets involved as a sponsor, and you can donate items. It may be a service. It may be some kind of auction item. You can be a particular sponsor. John, we've had some excellent support from the business community from the beginning, haven't we?
Yes, they've been just tremendous in the whole development of our auction. And I just am so always excited to just go back and talk to those folks who have helped us for all these years. And there was like, you know, they would just invite me into the office, and I would be talking to the director of the operation, and they were just totally supportive and positive, and that made my job a lot easier, and it just has been a huge blessing for us over these 9 years, so we hope to continue to build on that.
You can be a table sponsor as a business, maybe your church, you can do that as well. Be an event sponsor, like I mentioned, and you can do that by contacting Pastor John, Wayne Oaks, or John Donovan. You can get the first two, Pastor John or Wayne Oaks, at the shelter. If you go online, go to albanyhelpinghands.com, and of course, there's all the usual information there, your telephone line. You don't have to necessarily go to the website anymore. If you just Google it, it comes up, that little listing there in your smartphone. About half of the website users now do that. Of course, donations are always welcome. Greatly appreciated. Any closing thoughts on that, Pastor? I've got a couple of minutes. Maybe there's a particular incident, some positive individual, some story you want to pass along.
Well,
kind of short notice, I know. But.
Right. It's just it's a challenge. I think one thing is you mentioned positive, but a negative has been the fact that it's been a challenging flu season. We've had more pneumonia cases. And have had several in critical condition in the hospital. So we can, you know, express that and extend an invitation for people to pray for our guests here. With 100 and some people living in close proximity, it's hard to keep everybody healthy, but we're doing all kinds of things as precautions to ensure people get well faster and that kind of thing. But, yeah, the need for people to respond to the dinner and to show up and participate is extremely, you know, we're very grateful. God has blessed us tremendously these past several years, and we just look forward and are excited about a greater, bigger dinner that we're planning on having. I so much appreciate the business community. They are very on board and very supportive of us, and we don't want to ever take them for granted.
The dinner date, again, April 23rd, 5 to 9 p.m. The big building at the Linn County Fairground there, we're in the big hall this year. We were there last year, and again, approaching about 400 people. Again, you're always welcome to make donations. They're greatly appreciated. And the dinner auction is a couple of months away, but you can make a donation right now if you'd like.
Yeah.
There's a monthly check that has to go, checks that you're writing every month for folks. You can do that via MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. Do it online. It takes about took me less than a minute. If you have a smartphone, it's set up. It's more like seconds. You can do it very, very fast, and we really appreciate that. Also, you can mail your checks. A lot of folks like to do it that way. P.O. Box 2252, Albany, Oregon, 97321. You can drop off the shelter. If you'd like to take a look at the shelter, Wayne Oaks, ask for Pastor John. They can get you scheduled and give you a short tour. Someone there can do that as well. Maybe just want to drop something off the front desk. You can do that. Folks drop off food there all the time as well, I do believe. Dries food, bulk food, stuff like that. If you'd like to phone, 926-4036. And, of course, always non-cash items. If it's something that can be sold at the thrift store, hey, yeah, give Albany Helping Hands a call. If it's something big, if it's something small, you can drop it off there. Items that can be sold there. Also, items that can be used for shelter guests. Every holiday season, folks commit to buying cases of socks and gloves and hats, stuff like that. And we also have the ability to sell cars, trucks, RVs, trailers, ATVs, snowmobiles, farm equipment, and stuff like that. So all of those things can take place. And one last thing that John is always mentioning, John, entire estates. We have about 30 seconds if you want to talk about that real quick. John Donovan, you want to
mention? I really was just thinking that, you know, we have been instrumental in helping other cities develop shelters. And that's included Coos Bay and I know in Roseburg and several other communities. And that was very wonderful to be able to share our information knowledge, because we learned a great deal from the UGM shelter in Salem when we were in the process of really expanding our operation. So we are so pleased that, you know, this continues to develop throughout the state, because I've been involved, I guess, in almost 20 years with the shelter operation, and it seems to me that the key is every community has to really get involved in their own area, and that just makes all the difference in terms of providing a really decent service for everyone.
Yeah, you know, there are things that a community has. You think about a swimming pool, and maybe you have a stadium, a football stadium. The things that you want to have a nice mall. You know, a good shelter should be part of any community's. It's something that's an asset for the entire community. It's not something that sits over on the side. It's something somebody else takes care of. This is an obligation for all of us to take care of each other.
And we have, I think right now, we average, you know, every time we send out our newsletter, we receive about 900 responses on a regular basis to that alone, which has become a major source of funding and support.
So I think we're going to go ahead and close out our segment. We want to thank you very much and start maybe thanking some of the Bridge of Hope sponsors, some of our business sponsors. First of all, thank you very much to Eads Broadcasting, which is KGAL News Talk 1580, K-Show 920 AM, and also the new 94.1 FM. That's correct. And the action stream, Willamette Valley Sports. That's South Albany High School Sports. Is that correct?
That's correct. South Albany High School Sports, then regular old sports 24-7. 24-7.
There you go. Of course, some of the other Bridge of Hope sponsors, Coastal, formerly Coastal Farm and Ranch, Caldwell Realty Group, Hearts Nursery. They have been very, very generous sponsors in providing us plants each year. Dolled Up Construction, not only Bridge of Hope sponsors, but very specifically not only Bridge of Hope sponsors, but again, the Bailey House, Mennonite Village, Bomax Barbecue, Willamette Welding Supply, Mid Willamette Valley YMCA, Austin DeFore, National Frozen Foods, Strabo's Auto Service. We have a Bozart Trucking, Jenks Hatchery, KRKT Radio, Oregon Freeze Dried Food, Fitzpatrick Painting, the Java Network, and I think that's most of the bigger ones that we have there. So, well, thank you very much again for joining us this morning on 1580 KGAL. The snow, is it over? Is it?
No, might get a little bit, not tonight, but maybe tomorrow night.
Oh, no. I'm ready for spring.
Well, it's coming eventually. I can promise that.
There we go. So coming up next, you have news, top of the hour.
That's right. Then the Dennis Prager program right after that here on KGAL. Thanks for joining us for Valley Talk today. We were sponsored by Sully's Stay and Play Doggy Daycare. You'll find them at 410 Pacific Boulevard Southwest in Albany.